John Morales, JohnMorales, 11753. Today is 4 o'clock at 6/7/2024. It's a 70-year-old gentleman. 71-year-old gentleman who resides in a group home here in Houston, Texas. He grew up in Houston, joined the army, went to Germany, was in Bosnia in a refugee, helped the refugee camp, has done numerous work in the past, different types of work. Perry Nipergraf is originally, he went to school in Idaho. He's single, he has children, but it doesn't see them very much, period. He suffers from BPH, anxiety, PTSD, insomnia, hypertension, opioid dependency, dumping syndrome. His medications include Flomax 0.4 milligram once daily, lorazepam 2 milligram 4 times a day for the past 13 days, Ambien 10 milligram at night, Seroquel 200 milligram at night, Lisinopril 10 milligram a day, Restoril 10 milligram a day, Suboxone 8/2, 2 tablets a day, Prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, 3 milligram a day, Imodium 3 times a day for dumping syndrome after he had pancreatic surgery. COVID immunizations up to date. Patient surgery, ulcer surgery in 1983, and vagotomy, amputation of the right foot, secondary to blood clot, vein stripping, pancreatic surgery, appendectomy. Oh, also medication, put down Prozac, 20 milligram once a day, also for depression. Family history, mom died of myocardial infarction at age 69, dad died of myocardial infarction, coronary disease at age 63. Social, he has smoked, and continues to smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. Review of system, psychiatric issues, of course, a big problem as far as his mentation is concerned. He's also short of breath. He's had frequent falls, difficulty walking. His O2 sats hovers around 90 to 92 on room air. He also has a crusting lesion about the amputated right foot, consistent with a fungal infection. He has had terrible teeth and seen a dentist at one time. They wanted $5,000 to fix his teeth, but he paid him half of the money and then the dentist quit, so he never got his teeth fixed. He hasn't been eating very much, and he's lost about 10 pounds. He also suffers from frequent falls and insomnia, period. He also tells me that from time to time he has chest pain and shortness of breath with any kind of activity that's getting worse. When I asked him about smoking, he's not interested in stopping smoking because he says with his PTSD and all his medication, he must continue to smoke, period. His on examination, John has blood pressure 160 over 90, pulse is 110, O2 sats 91 to 93% on room air, febrile, heart positive, one positive is 2, tachycardic lungs, coarse breath sounds, bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is inflamed, neurological non-focal, crusting lesion, about the amputated foot of the right foot, shortness of breath with activity, shortness of breath at rest, BPH. Wait, this is going to assessment. Forget the shortness of breath. Lower extremity crusting lesion about the lower extremity, as was discussed, positive pulses but diminished in both lower extremities. Assessment, 71-year-old gentleman with COPD, weight loss, frequent falls, weakness, confusion, hypoxemic on room air, definitely with worsening O2 side with activity, period. He also has psychiatric issues, which requires numerous medication to help him sleep, and history of anxiety, period. He also has history of hypertension, has been feeling very weak, associated with shortness of breath, difficulty getting to the bathroom. He wears an adult diaper. He definitely requires help with ADL, period. He has a crusted lesion about the right foot, which is most likely consistent with a fungal infection, requires treatment, period. New paragraph. Chronic diarrhea, next time is a status post, some type of pancreatic surgery, which is left him with dumping syndrome. He says that it wasn't cancerous. Next one is high use of anxiety medication. Next one is high use of next number is use of Suboxone for opioid disorder. Next number, he should not be on any pain medication given the fact that he takes Suboxone. This needs to be communicated with the staff in big letters. Oh, and the allergy, somewhere in there, put down milk and cheese. Next number, status post vagotomy. Next number, status post peptic ulcer disease. Next number is depression on Prozac with some control. Next number is the history of blood clots, arterial blood clots in the lower extremity causing amputation of the right foot. Next number is decreased pulses. Next number is PVD. Thank you.